block. You know, I grew up here. When you grow up somewhere, there's a big impression. I grew up on Word Avenue. I actually grew up on the other Labyrinth. Not grew up. I was born. My parents lived there in the semi-detached or whatever it was back in the day. So to be here together, it's humbling for me. It's very humbling for me. I'm going to talk a little bit about this, but I have to say that as far as the hachana, just to introduce the introduction to what I want to say is whenever you go back, I tell people whenever you go back home, as you get older, you feel like a kid. You feel like a kid. Whenever you hang out with your parents, no matter how old they are, no matter how old you are, you become a kid again. And there's beautiful things to being a kid. There's a lot to learn. And I just have to say, it's warm for me. It warms my heart to be sitting next to the Rav. It's like I said, it's a little bit uncomfortable that I'm speaking here. And Rav Dov, as you say, I said, last week I was sitting together with Eli as he was, doing his, and I spoke about him Friday night also. A family of working on oneself, as the Goyin says in the beginning of Evan Shlema, the Goyin says, right, the whole tachlis is l'schazik b'shviras hamidus. The Noam Elimelech also says it. They both say it. All the Bali Avoida say it's all about working on yourself. That's why we're here in this world. We're here in this world to work on ourselves. We're here in this world to work on ourselves. We're in a house where I walked in, besides the beautiful, what is that called? A fall, water fall, something. I said a pshat once. I'll segue into what I want to say as a bracha to you, Dave, and your mishpacha, and the ganze mishpacha, is that I say, why do people love water? Why do people love the sound? Why is it so relaxing? I had this chiddush once. What's the pshat that it's so relaxing? You go to the beach, even the goyim, lahavdol, you go to the beach. Why is that relaxing? Why is it so nice to sit here and quietly to hear the waterfall? Why? What's the pshat? So I said, efsher. Maybe you could say because the chazal say that oylam azez doyma liyabasha. And Olam Haba is Doim Alayam. And all the challenges that we have in this world is because we forget that the Tachlis is for something much bigger than what we think it is. There's a big Tachlis. There's a big purpose that each and every one of us has. So when you connect, it says Olam Haba is Doim Alayam. So you get frustrated when there's traffic. You get frustrated when something happens in your life, because you forget that Olam Haba, it's all about the Yam. It's all about the Yam. It's all about Olam Haba. It's not about Olam Hazeh. What a person can accomplish, and one little thing, as the Gemara says, a person doesn't put his hand, right? Ein Adam Noikef Etzpa Milamata, if you're not Machrizin Oysa Milamala, and that's Yisurin. The Pshat is that when a person focuses on what the Tachlis, on what life is about, so there's no doubt in my mind. I just met your Rebbetzin, Mamish. You could see this family is a family that lives. Oylamecha tira b'chayecha. Oylamecha tira b'chayecha is a Yid who lives in this world. And he's not living in this world. You're living for something much bigger. Just to come Thursday night, to come together, all of us to come together, and just to sit here. Everyone's busy. Everyone has things to do. But to stop for a minute, and to listen to the water. It's not about listening just to the water. It's about listening to Olam Haba, to listen to something much deeper. This world is very thick, which I'm going to talk about. So you should be zoicha. It's really my segue to say, you should be zoicha. This house should be filled with Torah. Should be filled with Torah. It should be filled with Shviras Amidus. Even though we don't want to hear that always. We want to say everything should be chilled. But that's not life. Life is working on oneself. So it should be a continuous home of working on oneself, of working, of bringing Yidden, bring us all together. Mamish, being together, that's what it's about. To be machazik each other, to strengthen each other. Until B'nai Vezcha Kvatchila, it should be Mitzvah Hashem. You should mamish have just simchas and nachas and bracha here.
Amen.
The nakuda that I just really want to share . And again, I'm saying it again. It's humbling. It's humbling to talk about Yerushalayim, to talk about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's humbling. I just want to share a machshava with all of us, how we could get clarity as we all know. They say Olam is Malashin Helam, that the world is from the language of hidden and distractions, and that there's clarity. The Chovas Halvavas speaks about it. Rav Dan Segel in his Hakdama, when he Timas Hilz Yisharim speaks about the fact that there's certain things that are natural that we don't have to work on. We don't have to work on, as the Mesil Sharm says in the Hakdama. But the Chovas Halvavas talks about it as well, that there's certain things about it being hungry, about sleeping, about natural things that we don't have to work on. But everybody knows, as the Mishnah says, Ula'an ata hoylech. We all know, Ula'an ata hoylech, that everybody is on their way, not to sound down, not for anyone to be upset, but Ula'an ata hoylech, that we all end up, and we all are, as I've said many times, right? They say everybody is... When you're born, right? When you're born, everybody is dying. Not everybody's alive. Everybody naturally, the second you're born, you're already on your way. Ula'an ata hoylech. And people don't want to talk about that. Distraction. Distract me. Too much anxiety to think about these things, to think of reality, to think of the truth, to think of the emes. For a person to chazer over things that we know that are so clear to be true, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that each and every one of us is so connected. They say Yeled. Yeled is Rosh Hatevis, Yamin L'chol Davar. A child is very naive. They believe everything. And then as we get a little bit older, the Helam, the distractions, especially when a person works, especially in Chutz La'aretz, and I mean that for real, not just plugging, I don't have to plug the Bible, the Torah Kedosha, I don't have to plug the Kol Mishadar Ba'aretz, is Doimel Amish Yesh La'alaka, is the Pshah, when you're connected, Eini Hashem Elokecha, there's a reality of Kesef, we just sang before, Ka Echsoif Noyam Shabbos. Why is it called echsoif? Anybody know why money is called kesef? Money is called kesef for one reason. Because what does kesef means?
To yearn,
to want. Because everybody wants it. So money is not called money. It's not called money. What does money mean? Kesef means because I want it. I want it. And I'll start off because whenever I speak about this, everybody gets nervous. Everybody here should have a lot of money. Amen. Amen. But what's the point? The ikr kesef, the ikr nichsoif nichsafti, lirois mehera, b'seferes uzecha. That how many times do we yearn? How much do we yearn? What happens is we get distracted and we forget what tachlis is. And you don't have to wait till you're 70 years old to think about reality and to think about why I'm here on this world. Why did I come to this Alma Shfela, Yerida? A Yeled is Yamin L'chol Davar. A Yeled, a child, has a certain Emuna Pshuta, as the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, after all of it, if I don't say it right, please correct me, Rebbe. After all of my understandings of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Emuna and Asagas and all of my Avoida, can't imagine the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Could you imagine all of the learning, all of this? I just want to be like a little child who has emuna pshuta that I live my life moide ani lefanecha melechai v'kayim shechzarta bi nishmasi. I'm a neshama. I'm a neshama. I'm not a body. As I've said many, many times, we're not bodies trying to be spiritual. We're not bodies. I got to learn Torah. I got to have a fabrengen Thursday night. We have to be mechazik. Of course, we need to do that. I'm not a body that's trying to get ruchni. I'm a ruchni person. I am ruchni. The depth of who I am. The depth of who I am. I'm a neshama. All your nesyonos that anybody goes through. Your parents. There's an av aim. People who learn Kabbalah. There's av and aim. There's. What does that mean? Your father, your mother, you have a Rebbe. You can connect to a Rebbe more than you can connect to your father. You can connect to your father in different areas. Everybody has different relationships with their family. Everybody was brought up, nothing to do with, of course, the Rabbanu Shalom, Keshem She'ein Partzufeim Doime Zu Lezu. Just like nobody's face is different. Just like your reality of your life physically, from Adam Rishon until Olam Haba, however that works. You're so unique in where you were born, how you were born, when you were born, who you were born to. But that's not a physical nuance. Kishem she'ein partzufeim doy mezulazu. Just like your reality of your psychology, lahavdil, is different. So too, kach deyoseim. Where does that come from? You know where it comes from? It comes from your neshama. It comes from your neshama. It comes from your soul. It comes from something that you can't see. It comes from something that is so deep. It comes from ka'ech soif noyam Shabbos. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Me'ein olam haba. It comes from each and every one of us, every yid. As the Chavetz Chaim says, if we realize that everything comes from Hashem, nobody could hurt you. Nobody could hurt you. Because Hashem chose that you have this challenge. Hashem gave you this nisayin. As Reb Tzadik HaKohen says, when a person has big taivus, where he has big laziness, where he has big shvachkeit in something, and he gets down. Say the Heilige Tzadikim. What are you getting upset about? If you know that that's from the Rabbeinu Shleilam, if you know that Hashem gave me my father, Hashem gave me my mother, Hashem gave me that I was born when I was born, to whom I was born, the fact that I'm good looking or I'm not so good looking, or the fact that I have this type of brain or not, or I was bullied, or I was hurt, or whatever it is that happened. Of course, there is a physical element, but the physical element is all in order to get to the depth, and the depth that after 120, a person sees. Right now, we can't see. The tzaddikim used to. The Arizal could look at a person and say, what's the big deal? The reason you're struggling with this is because you're a Gilgal of this thing, of this, that, blah, blah, blah. It's simple. Eifoy hayisa biyazdei aret, says Eiv. Where were you in the chet of Adam Rishon? Adam Rishon, why do we have to struggle? We can't explain it. The Rebbe could explain it more to us. What's the pshad? Adam Rishon was choyte, and we're sitting here for 5,000 years. I got to sit in traffic because I have to be mesak in the chet of Adam Rishon. I heard this pshad once, that Adam Rishon didn't have patience, whatever, so I got to sit in traffic because he didn't have... The pshad is it's all the same thing. We're all going through the same Gilgal. Gilgal is a gal-gal. It's all the same thing. Our nesyonos, your nesyonos. You think your nesyonos are different? Of course they're different. Of course they're different because every nesyon of every person is different. But they're not so different. Because we all share the same journey. It's a journey of the soul. It's a journey of the soul. It's not a journey of the body. We're spiritual. We're ruchni. We're ruchni. We say Shema Yisrael. You cover your eyes. Shmon Esrei. You're not really supposed to look. You can't look in front of you. The Shekhinah's there. If we knew, if we could have a microscope, a spiritual lens to see the Heiligkeit. I told my nephew, I don't know if he's still, my nephew's here. Mamash a big, is a chashav. Mamash a chashav. Mamash learns Torah. He's a 14-year-old kid in 2025. Bring him to Night Seder. He's learning. He was just by Rebbe. He learns here, Night Seder, that, and he came with his friend. What was your friend's name from last night? Fireman.
Feinberg.
I picked up these two little kids. What was I doing? Don't some of the chevra knows me from a kid. I can't talk about it. I'm in Baltimore here. You got to be careful over here. Some chevra know me when I was a little Ira. Oh. Ira Freeman, everybody. We all love Ira. I love you. Exactly. I grew up here in Baltimore. I grew up in before Camden Yards, Memorial Stadium. Okay, that I'll take. That a little bit. My brother's was better. But what's the pshat? Thank you. What's the pshat? These kids, I told them, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Your neshama, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha. The Yetzirah just wants you to look at yourself and look at yourself that there's something, they say the difference, a nuance. Sorry to say in front of Rebbe over here, I wouldn't say this, Stam, but I have to say it for the Olam. I actually had a little bit of a, okay, I'll say it, be Michael me. Brene Brown says the difference between Rebbe doesn't have to listen. Brene Brown says the difference between guilt and shame. The difference between guilt and shame is that guilt is I did something wrong. By Yidden, see, Rebbe wouldn't have this Havamina. Shame is there, I'm be'etzem wrong. We feel, sometimes a person feels there's something wrong with me. You know what's so gorgeous about that? If I told you right now, if I told everybody, I'm almost getting excited. If I stood up here right now and I said, I want you to know that I, as a kid, and I, as a teenager, and I, as a person, could have felt and could feel maybe I'm a little bit different, even though I had a good three-pointer. A little bit different. Why would I not feel... I would feel a little bit shame about that, but I want to tell you something. I know that everybody feels that way. I know that everybody feels... So I'm a little bit more than other people. The neshama is so heilig. The neshama is so holy. We are so holy. What does that mean, we're holy? It means when we struggle... What is it, Ramosh Leib Sasver? A krecht, when you're broken because you think there is something wrong with you. The Rabbanu Shalom loves, imagine your kid comes home and your kid says there's something, I'm different, I'm bullied, I'm a victim, I'm hurt, I'm lonely, I'm suffering. I had this with somebody the other day, Mamash, the other day. I was speaking to somebody, a young kid, I just met him, and he's telling me, also, Rebbe doesn't have to hear this. Gaslighting. I like to talk about gaslighting. What does gaslighting mean? This kid told me, Mamish, my heart was broken. The kid's telling me at 19 years old, he says everything, he had a challenging childhood. You could see it on his face. He's a beautiful, beautiful kid, And he was saying how, like, I have to take responsibility for my life. Which is true. Of course we have to take responsibility for our life. But the Rabbeinu Shloim put you in your situation. Ki seite la melchama aleivecha. Ki seite la melchama aleivecha. If you want to fight your Yetzihara, if you want to know who you are, if you want to understand what your oyev is, and I want to tell you something. It doesn't matter. I can't speak for Rebbe, but I can speak for myself. It doesn't matter if you're 18, if you're 17, if you're 25, I promise you guys. If you're 35, if you're 14, if you're 55, 65, I don't care what age you are. We struggle. And we have the tzionus. And the Rabbeinu Shalom does that to us. The Eibishter gave it to you. He gave it to you. You might have to be 50, 60, 70 years old. As the Chavetz Chaim said, in my later years, I'm happy I lived such a long life because I was able to see all the things that I went through. And all the things that people happened to people. It all happens. The Rabbanu Shalom unravels everything. When you're younger, what's difficult is to hold on. I love that song. Maybe we'll sing it afterwards a little bit. Yaakov will sing it. That song by Ty. He came to yeshiva. You guys know that? How's it go? Just hold on. Let's sing it now for 1 second. How's that go? You guys know how it goes? You know that song?
I will keep falling.
Tell me the words. Can you tell me the words? Where are the so? Say the words. I will keep. Someone can Spotify it.
No,
has it go? Ani mamen. But what is it? Ani mamen. That what? I will keep holding on. I will keep holding on. I could just tell everybody. Yelet is yamin l'chol davar. It hit me because Shvat, the month of Shvat is deli, is a bucket. Deli, yelet. Deli, what's a deli? Deli is a bucket. How do you get fresh water? How do you get fresh back in the day? Now you just turn on, you can put your cup under there. How do you get fresh water? It used to be, not that I remember, but it used to be that you got to take this bucket, this deli, and it's got to get lower down into a dark, cold, 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 cold place. And it's dark, and it's lonely, and it's scary, and it's scary. But I'm going to keep holding on. I'm going to keep holding on. I'm going to keep holding on. Ani mamin, b'emuna shleima. I'll keep holding on. I'll keep holding on no matter how old I am. No matter what I've been through, no matter what's going through, I know one thing. That it's the way the Rabbeinu Shalom communicates to me because it's my neshama. It's my neshama. It's my soul. It's my soul. It's something so much deeper. And you don't always get that clarity. You don't get that clarity. You might get it Yom Kippur Ni'ila. You might get it sometimes when you come together for a Fabrengen and you hear something or you see something and you're like, I know it. I know this is the truth. I know this is the truth. I know that we're here for a purpose. I know that I'm here for a purpose. And sometimes that purpose is, as I've said many times, authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from one's connection to what? To reality. Even, I added this, I saw this from Dr. David Lieberman, said this in his great book. I added this in parentheses. Even if your reality is dark, even if your reality is not what you want it to be, even if that's difficult, but authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, is when I'm connected. What does that mean? It means that I'm living and I know that maybe I'm supposed to be in the tunnels. What are we sitting here? Achenu kolbeis. That's why you sing v'yu rachamecha misgoylulim. Anyone who's seen, you can't even look at the hostages to think about it. To think about these hostages right now as we speak. There's somebody who knows what they're going. But what do we throw to them? What's that emuna? That same emuna that I can have, that you can have. That the Rabbeinu Shloilem, it's not my mother, it's not my father, it's not my child. That's not the problem. It's not my spouse. It's not my job. It's not the money. It's not what I think it is. You know what it is? It's something called Ein Oid Melvadoi. There's something called a Rabbeinu Shloilem. That I know there's a Rabbeinu Shloim, I know there's a Hashem, and I know that I have a neshama, and I know that I have a purpose. And I know that I might not know why I'm going through what I'm going through. I might not know why I'm going through what I'm going through. I don't know why I went through what I went through. I might not know what my future is going to be like. I don't know. And I might be confused. And I might not know what this is about and what that is about. But the deli, the bucket. You know what's crazy, by the way? Tu Bishvat, it was snowing. It's great. It's a little cold to be here, to be honest. I live on the Moshav, right? Naftali, we were just together. The Moshav, where I'm saying it's warm. It's much, much warmer. I'm sitting here. I just thought of the Rishner. The Rishner says, I usually think about it right by Sukkos. The Rishner says, Mashav Aruach Umoirid Hageshem. I was walking from Mariv. Mashav Aruach Zuck the Rishner. Return the Ruchnius and put down the Gashmius. Lahashiv the Ruach and to be Moirid the Gashmius. Now, any rabbi can get up. I think Rabbi Freifeld said, if a rabbi gets up and starts talking about, you got to be Koivish or Yetzahara and stop giving it to Tavis, it means he didn't prepare for his drasha. Right? So I'm just saying like this. I'm saying, say, Ruchnius, not Gashmius. You can ask my nephew, we were talking about a little bit in the car, about thinking. I was thinking because it was so windy. It was windy. I mamish had the Rishner in mind by Marav. I said, Mashav Ruach, it could be a little bit because it's the Hashpa, it just came from Eretz Yisrael. Could be the Hashpa of Baruch Hashem. America is also in Lakewood, right? So the Shefa, you know, the Gashmias and the Ruchnias. But you have to know something. No, you have to know something. You have to know something. You have to know something. The reality is that Kesef is Kisufim. There's nothing wrong with the Gashmias. As the Ramchal says, it's the Bakoshas. Mesil Susharim says it's the Bakoshas. Menuchas Olam Hazeh. There's nothing wrong with having menucha in this world. There's nothing wrong with having the Gashmias. That's why I said, we're Ruchni. We got to deal with the Gashmias. We got to deal with the kugel and the delicious tea and the chef of Gashmias. We have to deal with that, but we're Ruchni. We have to be meshiv the Ruchnias. We have to remind ourselves, Rabbe Munasecha, that ich bin, not just that I'm a, ich bin, right? What's that song, right? Yidin. So holy, so pure, so precious, neshamas of Yidin. Neshamas of Yidin. A Yidin. So holy, so pure, so precious, neshamas of Yidin. So know what it is? Why do all the old chevra, they don't know it, but the young guys know it? Why? Should I tell you why? Okay, I'll tell you. It depends if you know it or not. Right? It depends. It depends if you know it. What's the pshat? Know what the pshat is? The pshat is because what are the words? Chaim Guri, Atzadik. What does he say? What are the words? What are the words? Neshamas of Yidden. Forget the kli. What does it say? Peel off the klipas. Knock off the klipas. Get him, it's mamish. It's all pnimius. Look in the pnimius. We live in a world that is so thick of geshem, of the gashmius. And we said gashmius is fine. Gashmius is beautiful. There's a beautiful home. You know why there's a beautiful home, like I said? It's a beautiful home because we're sitting tzamen, singing together. Divrei Torah. A Talmud Chacham in the house. I'm not referring to myself. I'm being serious. Because it's Ruchni. Because it's connection. It's working on oneself. Anoichi Oimid Ben Hashem Ben Eichem. The Anoichius is what separates us. The Gashmius and the lack of being able to see the Pnimi. If you're to see a Yid, if you're to see the beauty of a Jew, to see the beauty of ourselves, to see the beauty of the krecht, of the struggle. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashivenu avinu l'sarasecha. I saw a pshat that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I think Rav Meilech Biederman says it. I think it's his own chiddush. The Aseres Hadibros Torah is Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Is that you were just in Mitzrayim, Ervas Haaretz. But you have a shaychus to Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Each and every one of us is so close to Hashem. When we look at the Pnimius and we see another Jew It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what they dread. The tzaddikim are able to see. The Reb Shem Bar Yochai, they say the Slonimer brings in the Sivas Shalom. He brings down that the greater the tzaddik, the greater he's able to see in the lower to see the beauty of a yid. To remind ourselves how beautiful we are. How beautiful we are. I said this to someone recently. He was asking me about Shalom Bayis, and I said, hurt people hurt people. Those who listen to the Shirim hear that from me all the time. It's true. Hurt people hurt people. And we hurt ourselves. We're our biggest enemy sometimes. It's not Yenim. It's never the person. It's always within ourselves. If we're critical on our spouse, you can't imagine how critical we are on ourselves. When you're critical on Yenim, it's because you're so critical on yourself. They say, V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. If you hate someone, then you hate because you hate yourself. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. You love yourself. Doesn't mean you love yourself, you let yourself. People think in 2025 or the new generation, you love someone, so you give them everything that they want, and it's that, blah, blah, blah. Say it, that's not love. You really love yourself. You really love yourself. We can ask Hashem to help us. And when you connect to yourself, when you connect yourself to Hashem, as one of my favorite lines, I said it by Ramaylich last year, the Noam Elimelech, we were with the yeshiva, by the Rebbe Ramaylich. Don't tell Hashem how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big Hashem is. Hashem will bring you a Yeshua. Hashem will bring everybody a Yeshua. Will bring us salvation. Will bring everyone a salvation. When you connect to Hashem, when we connect to the Neshama, we're connected to the Emes. We're connected to reality. We're connected to the truth. The Rav Arshom should help each and every one of us. You know, I don't like when these moments are over. I almost don't like when these moments are over. I'll tell you why I don't like when the moments are over. I don't like when the moments are over because we're sitting here in Baltimore. I'm sitting next to Rabbi Kassel. It's over here. Mamish is chus. I mean that. It makes me feel ironic. I didn't even prepare this like this. And Mamish makes me feel like a little kid. And I want to tell you something. Anyone who knows the therapy and IFS of exile, Rabbi, I heard this. I almost went bananas because I think they say I heard from someone. Nani, I think either Reb Simcha Bunim or Reb Baruch from Mezhbridge. I forgot. I saw this many, many years ago. The ani is in gullus. The I. What is in gullus? As we say in Rabbein Kol Olamim, Lega'aleini. Lega'aleini. I can have a geula. Sorry. I can have a geula. Kol mi sheyesh b'ideya kilu nivda beis hamikdash b'yamav. You could have a geula. You could have a person walking around and he's mamish has geula. He has freedom. He has clarity. It's okay. It's all good. Not all good in that language. It's all good. Usually when the guy says it's all good, it's not all good. It's all good. Yeah, it's not all good. I'm saying you could go ahead, you could sit online in a store, you could be in shul, you could have someone who said something bad about you. You could have shame from things that you did when you were younger and hurt, and that you hurt people, or people hurt you. And you could mamish, you could have a geula. It might not come right away. Asher tzeisicha meretz Mitzrayim. You could have a geula. You could have a yid who mamish has a geula. You could sit there in shul and you could love. You could look around and you could love the guy who's talking during shul. You could love him. Doesn't mean that it doesn't bother you. Doesn't mean that it doesn't bother you. But you could still love him. You could love the person who's acting a certain way. You could love someone who spoke lashon hara about you. And you're upset that they hurt your feelings. And you could say it's difficult. The problem is we don't go through the physical part and say, you know what, I'm hurt. That's the problem. The problem is we don't say that I'm hurt. We say I have emuna. I always love the story. Oh, Shaya. I say I love this story. Reb Shaya Cohn. Reb Shaya, come. Reb Shaya, come.
Reb Shaya, let's go.
I gotta tell you this story. I gotta tell you this story. One of my favorite not stories, but the hairs that I had. There's an old school yid who comes to collect money. What are they called? A Hosbacher, the Hosbacher by the Kleisenberger Rebbe. And every time he comes, Mamish an old, he must be in his 80s. Mamish an alti yid. Mamish connected to tzaddikim. All he talks about is tzaddikim, tzaddikim, tzaddikim. Mamish a heliga guy, Rachmanis. He has a lot of nisyonis. He has a lot of challenges. And I remember he came to me one time, and he sat on my couch. I invited him in to give him tzedakah. He sat on my couch, and for 15, 20 minutes, he's kvetching. Mamash, anyone who is zoicha to know the Friya Dikador a little bit, a kvetch, an old Jew who doesn't speak so well in English. Oy, this hurts, and this hurts, and this hurts. And he'd kvetch, and kvetch, and kvetch, and kvetch. And then after 15 minutes of kvetching, and I had this thing happen to me, and this thing, no lashon hara, nothing, just kvetching, kvetching. 15 minutes after the kvetching, he says, but I know that it's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom. He says, I know I have a muna. I know it's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I said, I love that so much. You know why? Because this Jew taught me how I'm supposed to live. It's okay to kvetch. It's okay to say that I'm hurt. It's okay to say that you hurt me, but I know that you love me. It's okay. People think in Shalom Bayis, in spells, you could say that you hurt me. You could say that I am hurt. I'm not getting into the nuance of that. But you could say, I'm insulted, I'm hurt, but I know you love me. You could tell your child, I apologize if I hurt you. Your child could say, you could say to your parent, I'm sorry if I didn't honor, I'm sorry, we have feelings. And then I have emunah. But then I know. The problem is, either people just talk about their kvetching and they don't have emunah, or they talk about their emunah and they're in denial about their kvetching. But the avoida is that I am a physical person and I have feelings and I have nisyonis. And I have the things that I wish I didn't have. And I also know that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave that to me. I'm not happy with my Parnassa situation. It hurts me. I wish I had more Parnassa, whatever it is. And I also know that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to take care of me. I'm shvach in my learning. I wish I could learn more Torah. It bothers me that I don't learn as much as I want to learn. It bothers me that I'm jealous. I spoke to someone. I'm telling you, I've had this myself. To admit to yourself that I'm jealous of that person. I'm jealous. My mom is jealous. Hello. Welcome to Hakina, Vakavad, Hataiva, Vakavad, right? Those are the three. Moitzianus Adam. This is not for 2025. It's not, the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't make you the first jealous person on this planet. He's called the second person who was in Kayin and Hevel. This dates all the way back. So you, what's the problem? I can't be jealous. I can't be jealous. Leisachmaid. I can't be jealous. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Why does it say Leisachmaid? You can't want something that doesn't belong to you. Why would I want something that doesn't belong to me? Because you're human. Because you're human. Because I have an appetite. Because I have taiva. Because maybe I didn't get the love that I wanted to get and I needed to get. As they say, abuse, neglect. This is a tough one. They say neglect. Anyone who knows Pia, I'm sorry, Rebbe, for mentioning these. Pia, anyone who knows anything about codependence, anybody who knows anything about codependence knows that neglect can also be a form of abuse. What happened? They just ignored me. I've spoken about this many times. Passive aggressive could be more painful than aggressive. When someone ignores you. So a child grows up, a person grows up, said, no one did anything wrong to me. Yeah, well, they ignored you. That's why they didn't do anything wrong to you. But that could also be hurtful. And when a person realizes that that's from the Rabbeinu Shleilam, Hashem made you like that. Hashem made you a sensitive kid. Hashem made you the oldest in your family. Hashem made you the youngest in your family. Hashem made your mother the way Hashem made your mother and your father and your sibling. And you were born, I was born in Baltimore. I was born in Sinai Hospital. Here I could say it. Out of town, I get nervous to say that. But over here, I could say, I'm born in Baltimore.
Say with pride.
With pride, exactly.
The outside.
I am proud. I'm being serious. I am proud. I'm proud. Should I tell you why? I'll tell you why I'm proud. You know why I'm proud? I'll tell you. I like it. The reason I'm proud, if you want to know the truth, I'm proud because I know that it's my neshama. I know that Hashem wanted me to be here, to be. My grandparents came from Poland, from Ukraine. My father was a Holocaust. My father himself was born in 1942 in Romania and Hungary during the Holocaust. What am I doing? Baltimore, Maryland? Baltimore? What are we all doing here? What are we doing in Baltimore? Of us, hey, Baltimore, Maryland. Silver Spring. We'll be in Silver Spring, Muncie Shabbos. Baltimore, Maryland. Lockery with Towson. Yeah, it's all beautiful. But you know what it is? It's nothing to do with Baltimore. There's nothing to do with Baltimore. It has to do with your neshama. It has to do with why we're all sitting here together. How did we connect? Hashem should help us all. We should all be zoicha. Mamish, we should be zoicha to continue. We should be zoicha to continue to get together. We should be zoicha to be machazik each other. We should be zoicha, each and every one of us, all of you, to be able to heal. To mamish heal. Ani Hashem reifecha. Ani Hashem. Reifecha, as we said in last week's parsha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and Ani Hashem Reifecha. Kol HaMachla Shesamti on Mitzrayim, Ki Ani Hashem Reifecha. Hashem is the greatest healer. Hashem will heal you. Hashem will heal all of us. Hashem will heal Klal Yisrael. Hashem does heal all of us. And through that, we'll all be zoicha. As someone told me, Ni'ila, I remember I spoke, Ni'ila, one of the guys in yeshiva, he says, No one's bad. Just we're sometimes a little bit, we need a little bit to heal. No one's bad. We're just a little bit, we just need a refu a little bit. We need to just heal. Nobody does averus. One of the guys, Tzvi Koenig, you know the pshat I'm going to say, Rafi, sin. Listen to this pshat that he said. Sin, he says, is Russia Tavis someone I'm not? You guys hear that? Is that gorgeous? Sin is not a, you're not a sin. The Christians, a sin, you're a sinner. Nobody's a sinner, that's someone you're not. I'm a beautiful person. You're a beautiful Yid. Oh, you do averus. Oh, you struggle. A person is a chaytel, okay, nechlas by ruach shtus. Batsim, you don't want to do anything wrong. Batsim, you just want to be close to Hashem. You want to love your wife. You want to love your children. You want to love your boss. You want to love the guy in shul who always sits next to you, who whatever it might be. This one, you love everybody. Just what? Rabban Shalom has a big tachlis for you. Hashem has good stuff coming for all of us. Should be zoicha to the gula shlema. Amish, we should be zoicha, each and every one of us, to have our personal gula, to have a public gula, and it's an honor to be here in Baltimore. It's an honor to be born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland. It's an honor to come back to my yeled, because I want to be a yamin l'chol davar, and I want my bucket. All I want, my bucket. All I want is just to be able to get the water that I'm supposed to get, and to get the mayim chayim that I'm supposed to get. And I bless that we all are able, in our dark pit sometimes, our dark bar, our dark places, our dark gashmias places, that we're able to see the light. We're able to know that it's light. It is light. It's light, and it's going to be light for us and all the Jewish people.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The clippers.
That's it. I was confused. I don't know which way to go. Every year, as a neshama,
Yossi,